Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I can feel a new expression on my face. I can feel a total sensation taking place.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Russell Brown. I encourage you to check out his website, bizpricer.com, and businessbookpress.com. That's the other one, businessbookpress.com. You can find his books there. And Russell, if they buy your BizPricer software, you're going to love them up with some special stuff, aren't you?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw in a free book.
All right.
Free book. In your name.
That's a $40 book, by the way, folks. So that's a heck of a
Absolutely.
Deal. All you gotta do is tell them that you don't have to tell them you love me. You just have to tell them you heard of me, and that's all you gotta say. But if you say you love me, he might do something extra. So check it out there at bizpricer.com or businessbookpress.com, and see what you like there. Russ, we're talking about buying a restaurant or selling a restaurant, talk to us a little bit about the. You know, the last thing you talked about was the price, and you said
right.
that I appreciate the rule of thumb that 30 to 40% of the gross revenue is what the price should be. That's an interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the rule, but now we do. So now that we've established this price, we've come to where we're about ready to cut the deal. Somebody's got to come up with the cash. Somebody's got to come up with the money. Is it more dangerous for a restaurant to take back paper for a restaurant seller to take back paper to finance part of it than it is for a regular business?
It depends on what they intended to do with the restaurant.
Yeah.
If they're going to take it and rebrand it and do lots of different things, then it's probably highly risky. But for the restaurant businesses, it's just, you know, the rule is basically the seller takes back paper.
Right.
And it just has to happen because banks just aren't going to, you know, unless you're selling Sardis or something like that.
Right.
With nationally known name recognition and so on, a Tavern on the Green in New York City or, you know, places like that. But for your average full service restaurant, the bank will find, you know, they'll advance you some money against the equipment. And,
right, something
and
with a serial number.
But they're not going to, they just don't loan. They say, we don't loan on goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the value in the restaurant. It's essentially the goodwill, which is the ability to make,
right.
you know, to make that money over time. It's a proven track record.
So it's almost a certainty that the owner is going because you know, I mean, not that many people are going to show up. I mean, it's possible that and you need to try to. I mean, obviously, you need to try to get all your cash up front if you can. But you're going to need to expect some kind of a. And in fact, Russell, isn't that one of the ways to maximize the price? Isn't if you offer financing, aren't you able to leverage a little bit more, a higher price on the purchase price?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. In fact, quite a bit higher, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially on the terms, because when people buy this, you know, they're going to be looking at the available cash flow, what can go in their pocket
mm-hmm.
as they buy this restaurant. And you can get a higher price if you take a lower interest rate over a longer term. So the lower interest rate is one thing, but the longer term, then you're stretching out your risk factor.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you got to all of these things. You need a good, if you're a seller, you really need a good business broker to work with you
mm-hmm.
who's got experience in the restaurant field to help organize
right.
all of this.
Generally,
an accountant, you know, some accountant is not the right, you know, if the accountant
right.
that's working for your business
right.
is not the right guy to do this.
Russell, I got about a minute left. I realized I wanted to clarify one thing on this 30 to 40% of revenue
yep.
pricing rule of thumb. We said that's not for the real estate, that's not for the equipment, that's just for the business and the sign, I guess, and the phone number and the customer list and the goodwill. That's what that's for, right?
That's right. I can give you it's roughly about 2 times the available cash flow.
Right. That's another way of looking at it.
It's another rule of thumb.
So your purchase price, then you got to pay for the rent, as you said, the lease, or buy the real estate separately. You got to buy the equipment.
By the
separately.
Way, real estate goes for 1 times gross.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't. That's again a rule of thumb, but it's a good rule of thumb. So if you got $500,000 in gross, you can't pay more than $500,000 roughly for the real estate.
That's another good rule of thumb. So. Hey, Russell, good job today. This is really good stuff. We appreciate it very much.
Okay,
you're always
very welcome.
As always, we'll see you next time. Russell Brown, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.